Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson. Today is the 14th of November. And my question today is, can you learn from a robot? I had great fun last week exploring what it is like to talk to a chatbot. It was Shelley Terrell who originally put me up to it, advising me when I was gathering ideas for a Spotlight magazine article edited and co-authored by Joe Westcombe on ways English learners can use the internet. I spent the better part of a day and evening experimenting, trying to figure out how chatbots make sense of my input, wondering whether or not our exchanges sounded human, and wondering whether I'd want my students of English to use chatbots to develop their language skills. Well, my findings will go online as a language exercise to supplement the article on Tuesday, and I don't want to jump the gun here, but I'd like to share some of the impressions of the process with you. Basically, my impression was that I was talking to someone. I was indeed talking to a person, but that person wasn't listening to me very well. And then the other thing I was thinking about was, how do we actually listen to each other? We often make sense of things in context, and we don't respond immediately to what we hear. We interpret what we hear, and we make connections in ways that are very complex and intelligent, and it's very difficult for a machine to respond to that. Sometimes the most bizarre responses by a machine were much more realistic and almost more human than the ones when the machine or the chatbot responded exactly, picked up exactly on what I had been saying. So it just reminded me that we sometimes associate things in very illogical ways. So sometimes we pick up and react in terms of a non sequitur, because we humans are not always very rational. Now, I'm not quite sure what that can do to teach someone. You know, if I've got a student, or you know, who wants to know something from me, and I respond with a non sequitur, I'm not quite sure that will be helping the student. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing that I noticed was that I had the impression that the robot had problems understanding me when I typed in grammar mistakes. So you know how it is. Sometimes you want something from a system and you don't get the question right, so the system doesn't understand you directly. I think that could be very frustrating for a student. Anyway, I'd like to ask you, have you ever interacted with a robot of any kind? A chat bot or any other kind of robot, a telephone system, a learning platform, something that was supposed to be intelligent. Have you tried to improve your technical or life skills using such systems? What sort of skills do you think such systems or robots could teach? Have you heard of robots that have given people interaction experiences that were close to human? And how about you? Would you enjoy using such robots in place of a human teacher? I'd love to hear your experience with this sort of thing in general. And feel free to go off on a tangent, just as I did with the robots. That's it for this week. Have a good week, and hope you come back for more next week on the Island Weekly. Bye-bye.